Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Variety Radio Online. If you're like the rest of us, and you just watch the originals, Ghosts Along the Mississippi, it's on a new night, Friday night. Some people call it the death slot, but they kind of took back to like a literal term in this episode and almost killed everybody off that we love. on the line with me, I have Keisha and Kristen. Are you guys hanging in there?
No.
Barely. Listen, first of all, I'm already thrown off by the fact that we didn't have our intro. I was waiting for, I am Klaus Michelson.
Yeah, I forgot. I forgot to put that in there because I was too busy being traumatized by this episode. So, yeah. Oh, God, this episode was like, I feel like it was like a season finale. Like,
wait, hold on a second. Let's just be excited right now that we have Rachel back. Because Rachel has been MIA for a little while. We got Rachel back.
Hi. Welcome back. Thank you. I'm back. I did the winter finale. I was here for that because I was bawling my eyes out. Remember? Do you not remember this? Because I remember it very clearly. And we had a little brief repeat of it at the very beginning of this episode, where we have Cammy's bloody dead body lying on the bed. Klaus is crying, throwing stuff, and I was like, oh, my God, she's really dead. They really killed her.
But that was beautiful, the way that
it was
scene
beautiful.
Played out.
And I was crying already. Like, no joke. I was like an emotional mess this entire episode. But, yeah, I was
it
saying,
still alive.
Oh, did they really kill her?
Did it? And it's funny
that we've been talking about this. We've been talking about that. Like, whether she was actually dead or not for, like, the past, what, 3 hours before the show started?
More like the past
We were like, no,
weeks.
She can't be. She can't be dead.
Yeah, but then you, like, shared this article from TV Line that was like, oh, he wakes up and she's dead. And I thought, oh, no,
it was
spoiler alert. Thanks a lot.
Zapped to it. It was the Daniel Gillies interview with Zapped to it. But even the synopsis that they have said that Klaus finds Cammy dead, or that left Cammy dead. And, I mean, technically, she was dead.
Yeah.
So I was like, I feel like they're going to pull, like, a Davina thing here. I don't know. I was a mess. I was a big, huge mess this entire episode.
I'm so,
And this is only the first 2 minutes of the episode, and I was already losing it because I'm not very quiet about my love for Cammy and Camille and all of them.
Well, here's my question, though, because I'm glad that Cammy's alive, but I was a little confused as to why Aurora would just make her transition into a vampire rather than just flat out leave her dead.
Because they know that they can't kill Cammy. But I agree. I was kind of like, maybe she has other plans
about
for her later.
I think it's more about knowing that probably what Cammy wants the least is to be forced into something like that. And she knew it was going to piss Klaus off, and that's what she wanted.
Yeah, because Klaus was really drawn to her because of her humanity and the fact that she was a human, and she did see life, like, so differently than he did, and she cherished the small things, and she brought out the humanity in Klaus, and so I think Aurora, instead of killing her flat out, is basically just going to kill her humanity instead. And that's what drew Klaus to her in the beginning. So, I don't know. I'm excited, though, for Ripper Cammy, kind of, as long as it takes more of, like, a Catherine-esque vibe and not an Elena vampire vibe.
Oh, God.
No offense. But
we all know how that went.
Yeah.
No, but it looks like it's going to be. She looks like Catherine. She's got the walk down.
Yeah,
she did. She
does.
Had her strut down. I'm waiting for some curls. you know, the leather jacket.
I wouldn't mind Ripper Cammy, but I hope it turns around because I don't want her to be like that forever. I like that Cammy is the way she is. So, like, maybe for a few episodes or something, I think it'll be fun to see Klaus try to control her.
I don't think he's going to be controlling her. I think he's going to be enjoying Ripper Cammy just a little bit.
He's going to be all over that, Cammy.
I don't know, because the preview showed him saying that she's not herself. I don't think he likes that. I think he's going to like some parts of it, but not all.
He's going to enjoy it for a hot second when they, like, you know, done a bar, chicka bow bow, but then he's going to be like, oh, oh.
Yeah. I thought that was going to happen at the end of this episode.
So did I. I was like,
oh my God, it's coming. Literally.
No, they cut it off right before. Maybe, you know why? Maybe it's because apparently Leah Pipes is an aggressive thruster and they banned her from all love scenes.
Oh my God.
What? Do you not remember this? She had a love scene with Marcel and apparently the thrusting was like, they went at it.
I do remember her talking about that. Was that at Comic-Con?
I believe so. Oh my gosh. Yeah, and she's like, yeah. They had to cut that out.
Shout out to Leah Pipes and her thrusting.
Yes. Yes, you go, girl. You work with
you
what
go.
Your mama gave
you.
You
get it. Living it up. I don't want to talk about the sad part of this episode that, like, just completely destroyed me.
I'm trying to avoid this.
I was not expecting it at all. And
it happened so early?
It happened, like, in the first, like, what, 20 minutes?
Yep.
How do we... Okay.
I'm so mad. Moment of silence for Jackson Kenner. And his denim and his bow and arrow
and his
all
wig.
Of his pretty stuff.
His moonshine.
That was not a wig. That's his real hair.
No, I know. I know. Thank God they got rid of that wig a long time ago.
I think it's always been his real hair.
No.
I hope
we're
going to
do this for a quick second.
You're
we did this for Ollie. So, huh?
Go ahead.
We did this for Ollie, and I feel like it only makes sense to do this for Jackson. I'm going to do this now.
Sure.
No, Jackson!
You know what sucks? Speaking of Oliver, too, why do they give us these characters that at first were like, oh, whatever, go away. And then right when we start to really like them, they kill them.
Because
they
hate us.
And they burn their bodies. I know.
Because they hate
us. What the hell?
This is what they do. Hey, but you know what? They burned Cole's body, and they have his ashes still, so, you know.
But he was a witch.
I don't care. All right? Be quiet. No one asked you. I started liking Jackson towards the end of season two. I just recently rewatched season one and two just to go back and kind of, because I only watched it once, so, you know, that's not enough, obviously.
Clearly.
And I really liked Haley more the second time around. I liked Jackson more the second time around. I think maybe because I know where they are now. But,
But he also stopped being that whiny, like, please love me.
Well, yeah, because she did love him. She did love him now.
Yeah, he stopped
being
sweet, and now he's, like, all sexy lumberjack.
Speaking of that, Rachel, you just said that Haley loved him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tweeted, they were live tweeting, and somebody said that it's kind of messed up that Haley only appreciated Jackson when he died. And I was like, that's false.
No. Because I just watched the episode where she told him that she loved him. I think it was either the season two finale or, like, the episode right before it, when they were in that junkyard, and she's like, I know this isn't the most romantic time, but I just want to tell you that I love you, and you're the only person that has ever, like, been there for me, and blah, and it was, like, a whole thing, so no person, no.
I know, I was like, what show have
just
you
not
been
open.
Watching?
Didn't we miss the part where
she feelings that much?
Did we miss the part where she straight up told Elijah, I choose Jackson, and then she told Jackson, yes, my feelings are complicated, but I love you and I chose you?
There's been multiple times
over that
where this has happened. This is not a one-time thing. She's just not as open as he is. I mean, he says I love you every chance he gets. She's more like soft smile. Can we not?
Who's crying?
We're all crying.
I'm not crying. It's just very moist right now.
I'm crying.
Wait, what?
The air is
moist. What are you saying?
Nothing. I'm just going to stop.
Keisha needs a moment to gather herself, and then she'll come back. I also
so
want to give a shout out.
I'm so confused about the hottest corpse I've ever seen. What?
Anyways, I would like to also give a shout out to Phoebe Tonkin for joining the train of making me grow sob over my TV. She just really went for it in this episode with all this emotions and, like, poor Haley.
That
can we just talk about
scream?
Scream was amazing. It hurt my heart. So props to you, Phoebe, because this whole episode was just acting. The acting was just amazing, and I think all across the board, I think everyone did awesome.
I actually didn't hate Vincent in this episode.
How could you ever hate him?
Yeah.
He annoys me sometimes. It's not that I hate him. He's just, like, I don't know if he's someone to root for or someone that's, like, conniving. I just don't know. But with this, listen, I'm allowed to have my opinion. But I liked him in this episode, so I'm okay.
Okay, Kristen, I'm just going to say, because he's got so much swag, how could you not root for him?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, come on. Like, the way he delivers his lines, it's so smooth. It feels like smooth jazz.
Yes, okay, I'll give him that. I will give him that.
It does. I would like him to read an audiobook, do a whole audiobook. Although I might fall asleep, but he could still do it. I think Vincent's problem is he tries so hard not to get involved, but he, like, literally has no choice but to get involved. Like, he's forcefully involved. And, like, his whole point, I think, is just him trying to get out. Like, he doesn't want to help them, and he doesn't want to be involved. And he, like, because from the second he came back from being Finn Mikkelsen, he was, I'm out. I don't want to do this anymore. No more vampire business. Peace. And now he's the regent. Which is what he's been trying to avoid since we met him. So it's interesting to see, like, that's where he has ended up.
See, I think that's why I liked him in this episode. Because the thing is that, like, like you said, he's always trying to fight, like, what he's kind of supposed to be doing or what he's meant to be doing. So when he had that talk with Cammy, I think him accepting it and helping her accept it, I think, won me over. It's not that he was helping the Mikkelsens, although that's a plus for Vincent, in my eyes anyway. But I think him accepting it and not being so like, no, I'm not going to be a witch. I'm not going to be a witch. I don't want to do this. You know, that was, like, annoying. It was like, shut the fuck up already. Whatever. Don't judge me, bitches.
I'm sorry, can you say
that
again?
Now that Kristen has told us how she really feels,
I, as much as I wanted Klaus to be the one to convince Cammy to take the blood, I was kind of happy it was Vincent, because I always have kind of liked their friendship.
Yeah.
Because she has no friends. he's like the only friend.
Poor Cammy.
Well, Davina is gone. Where'd Davina go? She, like, peaced out. I guess she's
shunned. Trying to bring Cole back. She better be trying to bring
Cole
back.
Did she, like,
back,
leave
too.
Town, though? Or was she just shunned? I don't remember.
Well, the last time they showed her, I think she was in a bar. And Vincent and somebody else, Marcel, they were looking at her like creepers.
Who let her underage behind in the bar, though? Really, though?
Right?
Yeah,
who let her
like,
in the bar?
She's got about 4 more years before she can legally partake in their product.
Setting bad example, Davina. Because she's shunned. She needs a drink.
Need to get her
I
drink
like how
on.
That's what we're concerned with on this show.
I mean, alcohol matters, man. I'm just saying.
I was going to say, speaking of, but there, you haven't, it's not related at all, but can we talk about Elijah and how completely delicious he looks when he just pulls his signature, like, heart-ripping out move and just his hair
right.
all slicked back.
That haircut.
He's so... That's a lot.
Are we going to spend the next 20 minutes making eating sounds? Because, I mean, seriously. Delish.
Wait, for those of you who are listening to this podcast right now, we are all, obviously, aboard the Gillies train.
Yes.
Danny Let's Gillies love our Gillies. We do not approve of people bullying our Gillies, FYI.
Yeah, don't touch them. Don't
unless you ask. Anyway.
Yeah, he can ship and not ship whoever he wants. Gillies can do whatever he wants.
Yep.
Yeah, like, oh my gosh, what did he say in the interview today on Nerdist? Someone asked him, what does the blood on set taste like? And he's like, well, for me, it's a mixture of Adderall and cocaine.
Oh my God.
You can't go wrong with him. I mean, he really gives the best answers, I feel, in interviews.
Just don't put him on Sesame Street. I feel like that would not go well.
No.
I feel like that would be
wouldn't.
Great. I think it would be
not
fabulous.
For the kids. It would be funny for us, not for the kids.
Hey, Big Bird, what's a prostitute? Oh, God. Gillies, corrupting little children.
I do have to say, the Michelsons know how to get some serious revenge. Like, they came up with that revenge plot in, like, 2 seconds flat. Like, Freya was like, oh, here. We got this. Cammy, come pretend to be Aurora, which I thought was genius.
Yes.
Because that was an awesome little loophole that they pulled there. And then he's like, he's down in somewhere in the deep blue of I don't give a damn. And I was like, I love you.
Oh, my God. I tweeted that because I was like, yes.
Cammy, yeah.
All the time.
Every of the time.
When Aurora took the medallion and did whatever she did with it, I was like, oh, my God, what the hell just happened? And then when
I thought Klaus
can
help her.
I was like, yeah. I was
I
like, oh, my
Klaus
God, somebody has to have gotten to her.
Which I don't
yeah,
know
that's
why
what
they
I
didn't
thought too.
That.
Because no, it's much cooler this way, and yeah.
Klaus isn't done
I think...
with her yet, basically. Where they're going
yeah.
with that.
And I'm curious as to how Mike is going to react to this, because he's, like, the number one Cammy hater who says that she doesn't do anything.
Ooh,
yeah.
Maybe he'll be converted. What if he converts?
Maybe.
What if he likes Vampire Cammy? You know what? I wish we could call him right now, but he probably hasn't watched it yet. But
do you want me to text him? Do you want me to, oh, no, maybe he hasn't seen the show. We're going to have to wait
to see
what
he
says on his
yet.
Podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to, I'm sure he's going to do a review
Everybody
on his channel.
Tweet,
so.
Yeah. Everybody listening, go tweet @MikeTheMovieGuy and tell him how awesome Cammy is and how badass she is, because she is. Team Cammy,
yes,
forever.
I approve of this message.
We all approve of this message.
Because Cammy is awesome, and yeah, stop hating on her too. I said, you like how I said yeah?
Yeah.
I do. Another badass that we have, who has always been badass in my opinion, I've always loved her, is Freya. Did anyone else start crying when she was crying over Jackson? Because I was secretly kind of like, well, if him and Haley don't work out, I'm feeling some Freya and Jackson vibes.
Oh, girl. And then that went up in flames.
Yeah, that.
Literally.
That's
oh,
not
my God,
funny.
Literally.
That's
went up
not
in flames.
Funny. That's horrible. That was just mean.
Sorry, Rachel. I'm sorry.
Just cold. I felt so bad for her because he had literally just saved her, like saved her life like the day before, and then she gets his heart delivered in a box. Which, can we? All right, I'm ready to talk about it now because now I'm mad. I'm in the angry stage of grief. His death was so pointless. Like, he didn't do anything. I still don't really understand why they kidnapped Haley and Jackson, other than the fact that they're just being assholes, which I get. But at the same time, at least have, like, a purpose, because there was none.
Yeah, they literally kidnapped both of them to send the Michaelsons a message to Wait, what was even the message? Hold on.
I don't even know. There was no
like, what? Because the only reason they were leveraging is after the fact that they were kidnapped to get Aurora back. So what was his original game plan other than piss off the Michaelsons?
Nothing.
Like,
there
Rachel said
no
he's an asshole.
Yeah. That was pretty much the only point. Because they
well,
didn't even
letter.
I don't even...
He didn't even need to do that to be proven as a douchebag, because just listen to the way he speaks and the schedule.
Oh.
What a pretentious, annoying little turd, and I'm so
glad
he got
locked
away. We
don't like anybody that messes with our Michelsons. Like,
mm-mm.
Don't touch them. Just like I don't like any of the Strix. They're all annoying, too. Even Marcel. I'm like, Marcel, why are you still with them? I don't understand. What is your purpose? And then the Strix
like,
are
well, undercover.
He did meet with Elijah after. So I think he did. I think his purpose was to make Aya back away from
Is it
Tristan's
Aya or
dumbass.
Maya? Because honestly, I don't remember what her name is.
I think it's Aya.
Okay,
I'm
going to
start
like
calling
her
Bootia because she's all up Tristan, like, I don't know.
Not no more, she said.
Not anymore.
Bye.
And
bye,
that was
Felicia.
Real quick, too. That was like, oh,
so
you locked
like,
up, honey? Bye.
Bye, Felicia. I feel like she kind of realized that Tristan was using them all and doesn't care about them. It's like, it really took you this long to, like, see that? Like, really? You didn't
let's
see
be
that
real.
At all? You didn't get
okay.
a hint of that before?
But let's be real. Elijah gave that speech, and everyone just melted. So I don't blame her.
I don't either.
I
would have
been
I'm
like, Tristan who? Tristan who? I don't know a Tristan.
She was like Gabrielle Union talking about Stacey Dash. I don't know her. Who was that? Yeah. Well, seriously though, I don't understand how threatening the remainder of the Strix are, because they really literally just stand there and follow orders. They're like little lapdogs.
Yeah.
Bark. Roll.
And I swear to God, if they try to pull some revenge crap, I'm going to be so annoyed, because they're going up against originals. Like, they really can't do anything.
I'm afraid they're going to find a way to free Tristan. Like, some kind of loophole or something.
I'm going to be pissed if they do.
That defeats the purpose of this magical device. And there's no point to free him. He's pointless.
Nobody likes
pointless. Nobody likes you, Tristan. No one likes the way you pronounce your words. You pretentious bitch.
I think that's only Keisha. I think that's Keisha only. But, or at least Keisha the most.
I'm still holding a grudge because I feel like he's the response. Okay, go ahead.
Keisha gave up on whatever thought she was having real quick.
No, that's just not.
I'm still baffled by Aurora. She's like, oh my love, you found me. I'm like, are you crazy? You are literally psychotic.
Yes,
like, you just
exactly
the love of his life, and you're like, oh, hey, babe, how's it going? Long time no see. Like, I don't understand. Like, oh, you found me. You've come to rescue me. Like, no.
No. But like, that's the whole point. That's why she's institutionalized. She doesn't
like,
make sense.
Like, I don't find it sad or dramatic. I just find it funny. Like, she's just crazy. She's like she's like a fangirl. She's like one of those crazy stalker fangirls.
Yeah, like she has a million pictures of Klaus on her wall.
She saved everything he's ever given her. She has like
she's
his
on
hair,
Tumblr.
Like in a box or something.
She has a blog on Tumblr. It's all Klaus.
What he does.
Her red hair is dyed with his blood.
That was dark. Real. Like that got dark real quick. But seriously, like I don't understand her train of thoughts at all. I mean, I guess that's what a crazy person is, but
yeah, I don't think we're supposed to understand it.
Because she
but
wasn't
shout out
being
to the girl that
sarcastic.
Her.
Rebecca Breed, I think. Yeah.
But now she's
I don't think
like
she
they're saying that.
Well,
huh?
They're saying what?
Well, now that she's missing, they were also saying that Lucien may or may not be helping her, which means he may or may not have been Hope's babysitter like we'd hoped.
I'm still for the fact that he was babysitting Hope. I mean, yes and no. I would like I said that, he was the babysitter before I found out Aurora went missing. But, you know, maybe he just I don't know.
Multitask?
Was she,
put her
is
in
she
a,
missing,
put her in a closet.
Oh, yeah, she is missing.
Yeah, because the spell broke or something.
But
something
seriously, who the hell was watching Hope?
Really? Grandma?
That's the real question.
Oh, I just thought about Grandma Mary. Is that her name? I don't know what her name is, but it's going to hurt if she comes back. Jackson's grandma.
Aww.
Oh, no.
Oh, are you going to cry again, Rachel?
I just might.
She wasn't even at the funeral. Hold up. Hold up. Okay, I'm so confused now. Where's Grandma? Where's Hope?
Well, if we're being logical about this, I probably couldn't get her for filming.
Wait, somebody needs to go on Twitter and tweet Julie Pleck because we need to know who was watching Hope and where was Grandma Mary. Somebody needs to ask her. We need these answers.
I will ask her. I will ask her after the show. But for real.
These are the important questions.
If she comes back, like if Haley, oh my God, if she has a scene with Haley, I'm really going to lose it because I love Grandma Mary. Are we sure that's her name? Because I can't remember right now.
It sounds right.
It's just Thank you.
We can just call her OG Granny for now because she's a badass.
Yeah.
She is. Don't mess with her.
But do you realize that, like, I think every single character on this show, their parents are dead?
Seriously, how tragic.
Davina's mom's not.
Wait, where is her mom?
She, like, just bailed on her because she, like, didn't do the harvest ritual. So
oh, God, that's
like,
good
as not my kid.
Right? I'm a Keisha on that one.
I'm good at that.
All right.
Let's play a fun game of name a character with living parents that care about them.
She added a disclaimer.
That's not hope. Oh yeah, hope. Hope's the only one.
But technically,
I mean,
her parents
Grandma
are dead.
Mary count? Does Grandma Mary count?
Not anymore, because her grandson is dead.
Shut up.
Sorry.
Rude. I'm not ready for jokes yet, okay? Not
speaking of
jokes yet.
I have the quote that Jackson told Haley before he was murdered. You want to hear
it? Oh,
sure.
Okay,
go ahead.
Sure.
Just
let's just, you know,
put the dagger in.
Twist the knife in a little deeper.
Okay, I won't.
Just
do
twist
it
in a little harder. Yep, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You already introduced it. Let's just go
through. Go ahead.
Because I'm evil.
I wasn't paying attention to it because I was like, oh, here we go. He's going to have, like, a little death thing. He's not going to die. And then they rip his heart out, and I was like, oh, my God. And I lost it, and then I went to commercial. So please, go ahead.
So you want to hear it?
Sure.
Yes.
Why not?
Okay. So Jackson tells Haley, this is a quote, okay? I love you. I've always loved you. When I first saw you, you broke me, which I don't understand that, but whatever. And nothing has ever been the same since. It was real. Every moment, every touch, every word. And then his heart got ripped out.
And then Haley let out the most guttural scream.
Yes, she did.
And it was horrible.
It was emotional trauma that I will never get over.
Like, we've had lost Ollie. I am still upset over Aiden because I love
Aiden
and Josh. Like, I don't even want to talk about that right now. And him and Jackson and their little, like, brotherly love. And now Jackson. Like, are there any werewolves that, like, have not been killed? No, there aren't. Yeah, see?
They need to be killed. They need to be extinct.
I'm just saying.
I still don't get their purpose. Like, okay, so they gather around and, like, pat each other on the back for being vampires and then occasionally, like, stand around and watch kidnappings happen.
And shoot people with wolfsbane.
That was an epic fight scene. That was a badass fight scene. That was the Kenners at work, and they don't mess around. And Jackson was taking out vampires left and right. Like, he was just biting whatever he could, which was smart, because Klaus isn't going to give them their blood. So,
exactly.
He went down fighting like a champ.
He did.
It still sucks.
I hate this show.
I can't deal with it. This freaking
you
show,
what?
Man.
You hate me?
What? No, the show.
Did you say you hate me? Oh, I was like, you told me to read it.
Well, yeah, you know. No,
whatever,
the show just
me.
Destroys me. Debatable.
Okay, so I'm gonna make you guys feel a little better. I'm gonna tell you three from Julie Plec's blog that I thought were pretty interesting about the episode. There are three things that got cut out of the episode.
I know what one is.
So, what?
Is it Cammy Thrusting?
Is it what?
No, didn't you say that they were going to have, they were supposed to have Aurora and Tristan a little kiss
thing? No. That was in another episode. That was when she was playing the piano when Cammy was in bed with Klaus.
Yeah, but didn't they say they took that one off, they cut that because they're supposed to have it in another episode?
No, I think they just cut it just to cut it.
Because they don't want the Lannisters.
Because it's weird. They cut it because it's weird.
Because they've crossed too many lines already.
Right? Incest is not the road you want to go down.
This is not
all right. So one of the things that got cut out was they were saying that when Cammy, they were going to show Cammy slicing her throat open, and so they had like a blood pump attached to the blade that she was going to cut herself with, and they said that the pump always gets clogged and they have to end up doing it in FX. So they said that when they were filming, it worked perfectly. So everybody was like excited and whatever, and then it got cut out.
Oh my God, that sucks. Why would they cut it out?
Wait, I don't know, but it gets worse.
like I would have rather had them do that than her drink the blood.
What do you mean to drink the blood? No, this was in the beginning when she first cut her throat.
Yeah, I know. They showed her drinking Aurora's blood. But they could have cut that and had a cool special effects thing. I don't know.
I know.
Continue. Sorry.
The second thing, they said that the guy who plays Tristan, Oliver Acklin, they were going to show him being submerged in the shipping container. And they said that when they shot it, it was freezing cold. So the tanker truck had heated water to spray him, but the heater broke. So they had to spray him with cold water on top of it being freezing. So they said that he said that they had to get it done and whatever. So they sprayed him with the cold water and they cut the scene out.
That would suck.
Julie says they owe him a beer.
Yeah,
I would have been like, I would have been like, you better put this in that episode. Cut a commercial out and put this.
See, that
would have
been
in.
Cool. See, I like seeing special effects stuff like that.
Is it bad that the first thought I had was, oh my gosh, so much shrinkage?
Sadly, it's not surprising.
It's not. It's really not.
Oh my God.
Okay, when did they film that? Was that like in the fall?
Was that during the snowstorm? No, because when we were there, yeah, it would have had to have been like November. Because when we were there, they were filming the episode. They were filming the Christmas episode.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it had to be like November, December, so it was freaking cold.
It was so cold, yeah.
Yeah, because, whatchamacallit, one of the writers from The Vampire Diary tweeted a photo of Ian, who was, like, snuggling. He wasn't wet, but he was snuggling, and it looked really, really cold that day. And Georgia, man, Georgia gets
Georgia,
super cold.
Yep.
So I can't imagine. Aren't there rules against this, or, like, laws, you know? I mean, come on.
I'm sure they probably have to sign something.
Maybe they put a wetsuit underneath his suit.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure it was, like, indoors. It's not like they're doing it outside. They have, like, a studio.
Tristan, we don't like your character, so we're just going to make you go
on the suit in water. And then
we're just
going to
freeze your ass.
What was the third thing that they cut?
The third thing was, well, I don't think this was cut out, but they said that when they were doing the car flip, it started raining a lot, so they thought they were gonna have to, you know, cut the shot, and they said that the sun came out for a while, so they went to do it and the car like spun out and was flipping, and like that wasn't supposed to happen the way it happened,
but they're
so
probably like, well, we got a cool,
like,
shot.
Yeah. Yeah, because they said that the car like hit, I guess it, I don't know, it hit like water on the road, I guess. I don't know. That shit is crazy. Those
probably
stunt people are
something
insane. Yeah.
We know all about that in Florida. That's nothing.
Yeah, we do.
A little bit of hydroplaning, it's fine. You'll straighten out.
Did you see how excited I was? I hate Florida. I'm taking my ass to Georgia.
Yes. Predictions for, I think we pretty much covered everything in this episode. can't think of anything else that we're haven't cried over.
Do we know when Steffi's coming to town?
Here's my theory. Here's my prediction. Klaus calls Stefan to help Cammy because Stefan was a ripper. That's my theory for why Stefan comes to town.
I read why he comes to town. It's not that.
Oh, I haven't been keeping up.
Well, that's depressing. I think Stefan goes to see him because you know how he's running in the stupid flash forward?
Yeah.
Someone's chasing him down. I think he goes to Klaus for help. Is that right, Keisha?
Yeah. Something was magic. He needs to...
So the original is 3 years ahead of the Vampire Diaries?
No, they're the same timeline.
Well, then isn't he running 3 years from now?
Yeah. I wonder if it is going to be... Ew, they better not do the damn flash forwards for the original.
Oh, wait. Oh, God. No, that would... What?
Oh, wait. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because if he's running in the flash forward, that means the crossover is going to be in a flash forward, isn't it?
Or they just...
Oh, gosh.
Time jump.
Oh,
does that mean we get to see toddler Hope? I mean, well, like, older Hope.
Or... I'm so confused right now. I like my idea better.
Huh?
Yeah, I think I do too now. I hate those damn flash forwards.
They can't flash forward. I remember Narducci was talking about this, and he was saying for them to cross over, they have to be either in the same timeline or they both have to jump forward. But if they made the original jump forward, it's not like they can just turn back. I mean, everything would have to be pushed forward from then on out, I would think.
Yeah. And everything's... Storylines aren't completed yet to where they could jump forward 3 years.
Yeah, so that doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. I feel like they wouldn't jump forward like
that. Maybe
that's
just what they're saying, that he's really coming to town. Or maybe he starts running, like, now, and then he's still running 3 years later. I don't know.
I don't know. Stefan likes to run a lot. So, I mean, he learned it from running that, so...
Yeah, I mean, maybe
let's be honest, though. We only care about Klaus and Stefan being in a scene together. We don't give a shit what it's about. They're just going to be in
That's
a scene together.
True.
That's all we care about.
That's
very
true.
Real. Clefin is forever. Yeah. I don't know about this Claroline. That's not real. Clearly, that's not real either.
Can we talk about this for a second?
Uh-oh.
Can we rant about the Claroline people? There was an article, and it was like, how is Klaus going to react to finding out Caroline's pregnant? I'm like, do you really think he has time to worry about this crap right now? Like, he's got a toddler. Well, how old is she? Like, a year and a half? I don't know. That's like toddler-ish.
It's toddler age.
She's walking. Okay? He's got a baby. His love of his life. Which, Zap 2, it said, love of his life, so I'm not making that up. It's official. Was just killed, and then not dead, and now is a vampire eating all of New Orleans. His sister, which he hasn't found out about yet, is rotting in a box with a dagger. And then Elijah... I don't know what's going to happen with Elijah right now, but, and then his baby mama is having some issues. I don't understand why he's going to, like, really care about Caroline being pregnant, or if it's, like, they're trying to make it, like, a big deal. I don't know.
He's dealing with some grown folk business right now. He's trying to handle his stuff. And I also feel like there's been enough time to pass that he could have easily gotten over Caroline, because it's not like they had a relationship or anything. I mean, he thought she was pretty. He drew her some horses, and, like, they slept together a couple of times, or maybe even just once. And it was not like they ever, yeah, just once. And I mean,
and it was a goodbye. It was like a one and done.
Yeah, so feel free to love that ship and ship them and all that goody, lovey-dovey stuff, but also recognize that Klaus has his own world outside of Caroline, and no matter how you feel about this ship, it doesn't give you an excuse to jump on any other ship or attack the actors or attack other fans, because at the end of the day, this is a show that we all love, and these are characters that we all care about, and these are actors who this is their job, and to say these lines that aren't even written by them, these are written by other people. They don't have a say or much of a say in what gets put in the show like that. That's up to Julie Plec and the writers. So keep that in mind and show out.
Preach. Like we said earlier in this podcast, we don't do well when people attack our Gillies, which is what happened.
Don't attack Gillies. Don't attack Leah. I don't think Joseph has ever been attacked because he's usually just pretty, like, quiet.
Yeah,
but
and wishing for the show
Leah,
to fail because your
Gillies.
Ship is not...
Yeah.
I mean, that's so petty. That's petty. Let's stop being petty. Let's not give in to the stereotype that fangirls are stupid, petty little teenage girls who like to fight and attack people. Let's be better than that, guys. Come on, because what's the point? Really?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think that's a good note to end it on. Don't mess with people. Be nice. Be kind. Rewind. Doesn't make sense.
Wait, before we end the show today, I have two things that I wanted to bring up. Because one of the things that I tweeted was Marcel telling Tristan that he poked the witch's nest. So I thought that was hilarious. You might not have, but I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And what the hell? I know Rachel and, well, I'm sure Keisha did too. Tammy talking to Klaus at the end of the episode, making it sound like she was talking about something sexual.
Yeah.
Hey, Cammy.
That's what I'm saying. I'm kind of feeling this Ripper Cammy. Like,
you go, girl. You go get it.
I mean, honestly, they should have.
She just needs a leather jacket and a smoky eye, and I feel like it's coming.
Yeah,
they will,
I do too.
I feel like in the next few episodes.
Literally.
Anywho.
I don't know if you guys had any shout-outs to give, but we have a few people that like to retweet our podcast, which we appreciate greatly.
Yes.
So, go and follow the Originals ANF, the Originals AAF, and my friend Julie, who is at DamonAddict_. I don't know if you guys have anyone else, but do that.
I would like to give a shout out, or thank you, I guess, to everybody who favorited and retweeted my live tweets that are just, like, a mess. They were just, like, raw feelings of emotion. Like, some of them you couldn't really understand, but, you know, there's, like, there's a lot. I'm not even going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah,
thanks,
I
everybody.
Shout out to the Originals family right now. I know we're hurting.
Yes.
We're all big.
It was a trending topic worldwide,
tough.
So.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, but let's hang in there. This show is amazing. Let's continue to watch it. Let's continue to tweet it and talk about it and keep the views up and just make this beast bigger and better so that we can continue seeing these characters pulling.
Yes. And watch it live. Make sure you watch it live.
Yes, watch it live and then go out after. But you watch it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nobody
the
wants to go out before
show.
9 o'clock anyway.
Yeah,
exactly. You know what? Just take a drink every time.
Someone dies.
Get, like,
Yeah, but I mean, we don't want him to have like alcohol poisoning. So
okay, every time Elijah rips out a heart.
Yeah, well, you know what? We'll come up with a drinking game, and we'll make like a little. We'll post it somewhere. I think we could come up with something that will get you feeling good, but like you won't be on the ground before you leave the house.
Yes.
If you take a drink every time someone dies. Yeah.
You're probably
going
to have to make an appointment at the hospital.
Yeah, you might have to, the first 10 minutes, you might have to call 911. All right. I think that about wraps it up. We're moving to Saturdays now since the show is on Friday. We just got too excited about this show and had to do it tonight. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at the VRO and check out check us out on our website at VarietyRadioOnline.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, and I know, Kristen, you have your blog that you do, which
yes, that is AccordingToKristen.com.
And Keisha, where can I find you on the interwebs?
I'm on the tweeters at keylime_, that's K-E-E-L-I-M-E _, and then you can find me on my website, that's keishahatchett.com. If you're unsure, just go to my Twitter, and it's right there on the in the bio thingy.
And you can find me at Rachel E.P., that's R-A-E-C-H-E-L-E-P, and I'm on Twitter and Instagram, and my Instagram's full of my dogs, so that's it.
He's adorable, too.
Oh, wait, we got to give one last shout-out to Mike, the movie guy, because he also mentions us and retweets us and favorites us and yells at us and...
and bashes Cammy.
Yes.
I'm going to get Mike
his own review.
I'm going to get him a shirt. That says Team Cammy forever, and I'm gonna get him made, and I'm just gonna mail it to him, just randomly.
He's
not even gonna tell him
about it. Probably
gonna
burn it and post it on Instagram. That's what he's gonna do.
Nope, because he's gonna convert.
So
we'll get him to our side. All right, I think that about wraps it up. We will see you next week on Saturday, and be sure to look for the link for that show. And yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah.
For what's to come. All right. Bye, guys.